I would like to introduce.
Damn, y'all didn't mean it.
About to go in. I'm a menace.
So how you feeling, Ye?
Chilling.
Chilling, Drona.
Chilling, Drona.
Apparently, we not ready for the process yet. So so we gotta be all incognito. All tomando nuestros pasos eternos. Gosh, nigga. Nigga's a heavy pourer, nigga. This nigga would never get a. He's like, we gonna need just security.
Right? Shit.
Yo, this nigga, yay.
Yeah.
Come here. Start recording, son. Shout out to Fabi. Oh, Insane in the Membrane. Insane ATL.
Insane ATL.
With Insane Insanity. The camaraderie.
Every time I hear that word camaraderie or commodity.
I feel like somebody about to get robbed somewhere.
Well, every time I hear commodity, I fucking think of Rush.
Rush?
Yeah. I don't know. He fucking uses that word a lot.
Rust, just stinker.
To be honest, I be talking shit. I be trying to be like Drake and shit, but I'm trying to be like Russ.
Nigga, Russ be making that bread. Russ is actually making real bread.
Russ, the greatest artist out here. You know what? Let's say it like that. What artist is making more money than Russ off an album, and they produced it themselves, they wrote it themselves?
He's like, I got paid on every motherfucking avenue on that shit, right?
The whole album, I did it myself, bro, and I'm getting paid for all of it.
I got paid on royalties.
You know what that is, son? Who's doing that?
I got paid on, yo, dude.
Who's doing that? Nobody. Bad Bunny? Probably. Maybe in the beginning when he did his own beats.
Is that what he's doing?
He used to do his own beats. So if he was doing his own beats, and he was probably recording himself in the beginning, I know he was.
Wow.
He had to be. Unless he always had La Paciencia, which is a producer, engineer.
Oh, I don't know that dude.
Yeah, he's new. He's new, you know.
You heard this beat?
No.
This was something that I put together.
Okay.
It came from the heart. I thought that you would like fucking love this beat. Listen.
Damn. Okay.
What you think about that? We're not buying up on meterle.
That shit sound hard. That just sound like a marianteo, yo.
What you wanna bust a freestyle?
I can't do it, but listen.
What you mean? I bet you could do it. Oh Litty Beats, nigga. That's Litty
that
Beats.
Break. Yeah, that shit was nasty.
It ain't over, son. Hey, Fuimo. Da. Da.
Yep.
I know you can smash that shit, bro.
I can smash that shit.
I'm gonna give you a little bit of time. You're gonna write a little verse to that, and you're gonna put it down, alright? At least a fucking 12 bars. At least 12 bars, but go in on it, alright? By the end of this, you're gonna put that down, alright?
I mean, alright?
But that's later. We'll do that later. Nah, we'll continue with the interview, alright?
Yeah.
So look, I'm just go ahead and cut that off right there. So yeah, like I was saying, what I was gonna say was like, see, I was just playing a beat for you, right? You fucked with it, right? He was like, you ain't even know I was going to drop that trap shit on it, right?
Drop on it.
Look, and I always say, like, look, I got to represent the flag. I got to represent Atlanta. You get me? Because at the end of the day, that's where we at, bro. You get me? We got to come together under that flag because we're not going to be able to get together under another flag. We ain't going to be like all Dominicans. We ain't going to be all Puerto Ricans. You feel me? Because Atlanta really divided like that. So we got to get under one flag, my nigga. It's going to be like Atlanta, bro.
El movimiento de Atlanta.
The Atlanta. You get me?
Whether they're on the Mexican side,
we got to support all of it, bro. You feel me? It's a whole movement.
Hay mucho ego.
Ego, sí. Pero yo, los egos.
Mucho ego y. No,
¿cuántos de esos egos se han pegado?
My guy. No es ni eso. El problema no es eso. El problema es. cuántos grupos se han hecho desde el 2000, vamos a decir desde el 2000. Ajá. Yo no estaba aquí en el 2000, pero yo, de lo que yo sé, había ya gente haciendo música.
2000, en Atlanta. Sí, sí había.
No era mil. So, desde el 2000 y pico hasta el 2020, te lo juro que han habido por lo menos cinco veces han tratado de hacer un grupo para subir el movimiento de lo que quieren hacer en Atlanta. Tell me not.
Absolutely.
Right?
So, absolutely. But so, I think what happened back then.
¿Y por qué falla?
I mean, back then, there was no money behind it that it was required to make that happen. Back then.
You're right.
Back then was no MySpace. Back then was no Facebook.
You're right.
Back then, niggas needed to be on the street.
Yep.
You get me? Like, the niggas gave out fucking mixtapes. Niggas, yeah. You know, they rented conversion vans. Niggas with posters, blah, 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 blah. And they go, all that shit. Yep. That cost money.
That was a street team. The real street team.
That's budgets, nigga.
Yep.
You're right. Record labels were completely different. They used to find an artist, artists and repertoire, A&R, build them up. Now they look for niggas already on.
Yep. Yep, and that's the problem.
You not popping yet? Why you need a record label? Like, why you need a record label at all if I'm already popping?
Yep. Yep, and that's the problem. That's where a lot of independent artists caught on. It's like, why, if I'm already popping, why gotta sign? If I know, and a lot of people didn't know that knowledge, if I know that I can get paid by myself for, you know, being popping, shit, why do I gotta sign with anybody? Why?
I mean, you know what I think it is? It's the difference between being Chance the Rapper and being Kanye.
Or Trippie Redd and Kanye. You know what I mean? Like,
it's the difference.
It's a lot.
He's independent, right?
Yeah. No.
Trippie's not independent?
He signed to the same people signed under or he was signed to the same people as Tekashi.
But that's they're independent. That's an independent label.
I guess so.
That's an independent what's it called? Like an indie label. It's not one of the majors.
I think so.
Right? I mean indie labels are very popular right now. Like any artist that gets signed to another artist is under an indie label, technically. Even though that artist has, you know, like
it's under the umbrella of something else.
Look, like if I'm an artist, I get signed by Columbia, whoever the fuck it is, you know. They just give a fuck about me. Albums, my shit. If I I got artists under me, we don't give a fuck.
You get signed under QC, you're still under, what is that, Motown? You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
So it's like
I'm not mistaken, umbrella. QC's not under an umbrella. They did sign a distribution deal. So they have distribution deals, but that doesn't mean they don't have any control of the product. They only have control of how it's distributed.
Okay.
You get me? So anyway, we get back to it. I always say that we gotta represent Atlanta. You get me? We do this. We represent Atlanta. What's wrong with that?
Why? From where? Where, bro? Where? You're
not
allowed to show that because we
own
rights yet.
Well, to own rights to what?
Nobody.
To weed, you're not supposed to, stupid. That's how you get in trouble.
No, bro. You can do that. No.
You can do that. Yes, Fabio. You can smoke, bro.
Why do you think you don't see weed?
Like, you see weed in air.
In people that have industry money, yes. But another thing is, the reason I stopped it wasn't for that. That was part of it.
We are delayed.
Talking about a company that you don't know anything about. Don't try to. Because you can get sued because you're talking about shit that you don't know. Background shit about another company, whatever the fuck company y'all just came up on. Don't do that. You're gonna get yourself in trouble. Shit like this might go viral, nigga. You never know. Y si eso sale, que tú estás hablando mierda de una compañía. Like,
we didn't talk shit. We didn't talk shit at all.
But you were talking shit that you didn't know.
Hablando sin
saber. I don't think there's anything to be like.
That's not bad.
We're gonna cut it out because we're not gonna get in trouble for it. All right. This is why I said y'all gotta. I'm listening in for a reason. There's shit that I know. The weed shit, since we don't have a actual like license for this, we can't. It will get in trouble. Because technically, we're not supposed to be promoting weed because we're not a company. We don't have millions of dollars to promote.
I don't think that's true.
It is. Trust me.
Fabio just doesn't want you smoking weed in his house.
No, it's not that, my nigga. I know a lot of niggas gotten in trouble with like just regular videos with that shit.
I'm about to light it.
So,
It's better not. Can we smoke a cigarette?
No, nigga, you know the cigarette.
That's worse. That's worse.
Yeah, I'm like, this nigga dumb as
fuck. I need to chill, nigga.
Quítale romo.
Chill, Shane.
Quítale romo. Quítale, nigga, half of the podcast. Yo. We're going to be outside for half of the podcast.
So, yay. Yay. Háblame, man. ¿Para qué?
Para que pueda fumar.
¿A dónde está el abanico?
No, nigga, you had an abanico here.
Like the blow one, right?
Yeah. You put it right there.
Fabio, sex trafficking. Nah, that nigga's just a fucking pimp. Fucking go to jail in fucking 1970. They put him be like, Fabio's a pimp. It's fucking 2020. Yo, he's a sex trafficker. That's fucking trafficker. Bullshit. He's a fucking pimp.
Trafficker is like, yo, what this got to do anything with like traffic?
Right? I'm not in a fucking car.
I'm getting
car.
A ticket? Like, what?
In a fucking car?
Sir, do you know how fast you were going?
Live studio in the. We're in the live studio offices in California. If anybody asks, we're in California.
We in Cali right now, son.
We are in Cali.
What are you talking about, Norcross?
Norcross, we live over there.
Norcross, Oakland, nigga.
We only came to Cali to do the podcast because we could smoke weed on camera.
Yes. That's exactly what we came to do. Plane tickets was all time cheap. COVID-19 special, nigga.
Nigga, $40 round trip.
Nigga, $40 round trip.
$20 there,
nigga,
$20
that's
back.
Your ass.
$20 there, $20 back. It's it. Let me know this first shit.
Yo, so yeah, how you feeling, my nigga?
I'm great, man.
Yeah, yo, you been in this? You been in the middle? I mean, my nigga, yo te conozco de la calle hace rato. You get me? Jodiendo ahí. You feel me? What's up with this music? This music, it birthed inside of you. When did that happen? When did you decide it's like, yo, I'm a motherfucking say this shit. You know, it's different than like, oh, I can sing. Nah, it's like, no, you
empezó,
said, yo, I'm going to do this.
Empezó.
When you said, I'm going to do this.
Me thinking about doing music empezó en, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about doing music at that time.
I'm talking about when you said, I'm going to do this.
Like, but what you mean, like, I'm going to do this?
Like, I'm going to do this. Not like I'm around this. Like, no, I'm going to take this upon myself.
Well, what happened was when I got in contact with Flacco, I cut all my friends off that I was just going to the club with. Because that's all I was doing, was going to the club. I didn't like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I needed to surround myself with people that do music so I can be successful in what I want to do.
Okay. At that point, you had already, you know, I have a love for music, you know, like I want to be around more of those folks.
Yeah, but I already had the love of music. I was just never around those people.
Right.
I was never around Jay. I was always around Jay and all y'all because of the club scene, never because of the music scene. You know what I mean? It's two different things.
Yeah, I mean, it was very intertwined for us.
Yeah, but for me, for
during
me,
a certain
was,
time.
For me, it wasn't like that because I didn't
and
have
a studio. And I got you, but at the crib, it was a whole
studio.
Different thing.
I didn't have a studio. I didn't have nowhere to go to record none of that shit. You know what I mean?
Shit.
So,
I get it.
When I
get
found
it.
Flacco, this and that, that's when I really found my team. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit, you know, I'm learning from people. I never learned how to fuck with Logic. I never learned how to fuck with Fruity Loops. I had Fruity Loops. I never learned how to fuck with Pro Tools.
Right.
And Fruity Loops. I always had Fruity Loops, but I never learned how to make a beat on it.
Right.
I learned how to make a beat on Logic, and it's because of Flacco.
Right.
Now, 4 or 5 years pass. He ends up not having a studio for a while. What happens? I'm not recording. I'm not practicing. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I end up getting my own setup.
All
right. I get my own setup, you know.
So they start coming to you?
Not even. I'm doing my shit by myself.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So
okay.
I learned in that little bit of time, I learned how to do beats. A little bit. I'm not too good. I'm not all there, you know what I'm talking about? But I do
beats. Te defiende.
Me defiendo, you know, uh-huh. And this and that.
I mean, I heard some of the beats. I mean, I was grooving. I was like,
I had the idea of what to do. I just never actually sat down and did it until I got my own setup. So after that, I get comfortable with my voice. I'm still getting comfortable with my voice, but I was getting comfortable with it. That's when I started writing. I'm like, okay, esta canción me gusta. Vamos a subir esta canción.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Ahí fue que yo empecé con Flacco, Ale,
first song. How many views?
I don't know. My first song.
Okay, okay. Tell me when was the first time that you felt proud.
My first song, and it's probably because I wrote the coattail right there, you know what I'm talking about? But my first song actually hit probably like a 1,500.
Hey, that's amazing.
And that was off SoundCloud. On YouTube. That was off SoundCloud. Okay. That was me, Cass, and just me and Cass. It was a song called Bendito Bendito.
Cass, yeah. Yo, what happened to Cass? I haven't seen him around or like in a minute.
Last time I heard, he got signed a distribution deal with Glad Empire, which is MC Seha's corporation. You know what I mean? And that's the last I heard of him. I mean, I think he still lives here, but I don't.
I hope he's good things. And I mean, I saw, you know, like he was doing his thing.
He's nasty when it comes to the mic.
Right,
and his pen is nasty.
And I think that he did well in promoting himself. And it says like he always had like album covers that were dope as fuck. Yes. I didn't know who was doing them, but I was like, you know, I'm a graphic designer myself, and I was just like, all right, I see it.
Yeah,
they using somebody I don't know. You feel me? But I was like,
yeah,
touche, my niggas. Nigga,
pass back up on your career. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew what he wanted to do and where he wanted to go. You know what I mean? So hopefully in the next 5-6 years, probably the next 2-3 years, you'll probably hear, hopefully he's in the mainstream Puerto Rican market, you know what I mean?
Oh, so they're going that route. They're going like to La Calle, they doing the grassroots. So I bet
he's, yeah, so hopefully, yeah, I wish that nigga luck.
Alright, yo, that's good shit. I mean, like, look, at the end of the day, we gotta have each other's back. It's Atlanta, my nigga. We gotta represent, you know, for us, my nigga. Anybody that makes it out of here, my nigga,
I mean,
yo, it just shines a light here. Look at what Drake did to Toronto.
Who's gonna be the first one?
Nigga, my nigga, the only thing I knew about Toronto was the Raptors.
That's, yeah.
You hear me?
The only thing I knew about Toronto was actually the Raptors. Why? Because of fucking Skip to my Lou from N1?
Nigga, Vince Carter.
Yeah, that too. But for me, it was Vince Carter, yeah. But when I actually got the knowledge, it was Raphner Alston.
Okay. Skip to my Lou.
He got signed to Raptors. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, never got benched, but whatever. But I don't do it on the street.
Toronto Blue Jays. They did something.
Nah, I don't know. Toronto got some artists. I mean,
did they have like an Olympics or like Winter Olympics or some shit like that? That's about it, nigga. If you ask me about Toronto,
all I know is they got Drake and The Weeknd.
Hey, The Weeknd, Party Next Door. I Love Mackinin.
I love McConan's from Georgia, ain't he?
Nah.
He's from Georgia.
Nah.
The nigga that sang Club Going Up.
On a Tuesday. Yeah, he's from Toronto.
Georgia, cuz.
He from Toronto.
Nah, he's from here.
Nah. Look him up. I think you confusing him with motherfucking like
Google his ass.
Made in Tokyo. You confusing him with Made in Tokyo, nigga.
Yeah, that guy.
Cause it's funny, cause that nigga's Made in Tokyo. It's just a black dude. Yeah. But he like you would think it's an Asian dude. And I Love Mackinin.
Yeah, that's exactly
he look. He's an Asian looking dude.
McConan.
I Love whatever. Is that his name, McConan, or I Love McConan?
I think so. I Love McConan.
These crazy Toronto names. Party Next Door. Say hey Party. Is that what you call him when you see him?
Party.
Hey Indeed. Mr. Next Door. Mr. Or is it Mr. Door, Door? Mr. PND. Hey, yo, peanut butter and jelly.
You know what I mean?
Yo, so yay. Talk to me about your first big show.
I mean, honestly, my first big show was probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Talk to me about it. Tell me how that was.
It was my redemption to the Raul Alejandro concert.
Redemption because of the
we couldn't perform. It was great, man. It was a lot more people, I think, actually. It was packed.
It's funny that, I've been a promoter for a long time, right? People talk about where they're going tonight, right? But I didn't see shit online about anybody going to that concert, bro. But I got there, that shit was packed.
When I got there, it was
packed. I was just like, either I'm that disconnected from everybody, or like, that just did not come up on my feed.
Yep.
I don't know, but popping ass party, and you guys get up there and just.
So, I was actually pretty nervous. Now, I wasn't nervous for the Raul Alejandro concert, and I was nervous for that one, and I was like, shit. So then,
I was nervous.
I always, for me, it's like a switch. I mean, it's like a switch. I be getting nervous, but when it's time to get on that stage, it's either make it or break it. You know what I mean? So I always try to give it my all. And that's it, man. As soon as I got on there, it was I forgot about being nervous and shit and just started rapping. You feel me? Like, I don't forget my words. So I just be rapping. Same. Song finishes, let's go to the next line. Really got shit to say. Let's just keep rapping.
Bob. I get it, yo. I mean, like, you guys did a great job. I mean, it was a lot of dudes, you know, considering. It was what, like five dudes?
It was lyricist first, then Pumita, then me, then
Flaco. But another dude jumped on too.
El Latino.
But that was during whose performance?
Pumita's.
Okay.
So the way we set it up.
Like five dudes.
So the way we set it up is lyricist goes first, but he does two songs, right? So he did his two songs.
Yo.
Pumita opens up.
I just with his drill. That shit.
Yeah. Pumita opens up with his drill. Then he does his song with El Latino. He could have done a song by himself. That's what he was supposed to do. But he chose to give his boy a spot, you know? So he did a song with El Latino. Yeah, he did El Latino. Everybody loved Pumita's set. So everybody loved all. Everybody gave good feedback on all four sets.
Yeah.
That's the good thing. And he did that song with him. Then he did the song with me. Now that song was the opening of my set. You feel me? The song with me and Pumita. And then I did my song by myself, and then I had a song with Flaco, and then from Flaco it transitioned to his set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how we try to do it. A song by itself, and then the song with somebody that transitions.
That's gonna go next. Yeah, that makes sense.
And thank God it worked out. I mean, we had a technical difficulty, but
I was sitting like literally in front of you. Like not sitting because I was standing. I was there with Unique and Robert, the niggas from Pulso, you know, a couple of dudes, Panamania dude, over at T-Mobile, motherfucking Beef Highway. Shout out to that nigga. Anyway, we like right dead center, and I'm telling you, I don't even remember that happening. Yeah. You get me? Because it was like I'm having a good time, but at the same time, it's not like if I'm like in el medio, I'm like standing somewhere, man, where I'm just looking at the stage, and I don't even remember that happening. You hear me? It's just like, so I was like this or whatever, woo, 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 whatever the fuck, but it wasn't like long enough for like me to notice it.
Yeah.
So that means you guys picked it up and made it seamless in some kind of way.
Yeah.
You
hear me? I mean, it was what? I want to say a good minute and a half.
Nah, it wasn't that long.
It was probably like a minute. It was probably like
a minute and a half, bro. Yo, count to 10 right now, bro. You see how long?
That's what I'm saying, though. It was like a good 45 seconds. You feel me? It was like a good 45 seconds to a minute 20, I want to say. Or that's how it felt to me, at least. But then as soon as that song came back on, son.
On beat.
That shit went boom. I was like,
yo, okay, the first, bro. I remember that when it got back on, somebody was on beat. Bye, got
that
it.
Was me, yeah.
Dude, done. I was just like, yo. I was just like, yo.
Ready.
Hey, that was you just like, me? You know, long extended set.
Yeah, I was
remix.
Ready, son. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yo le dije, ponla para atrás, no me la pusieron para atrás.
You guys did an amazing job.
Vamos allá.
I honestly thought you guys did a great job.
But, tenemos un concierto, el de Dalex, que es en enero. You feel me? Se me olvidó el día, pero en enero. Y es después, es en enero 15. Enero 15, el concierto de Dalex. Que vamos a estar abriendo yo y FLA.
Word,
you know
absolutely.
I mean? Y antes de ese concierto también tenemos el de enero 8, que es en El Patrón.
Yeah, so I heard about that.
Ese va a estar bueno. Somos yo, Pumita, El Latino, 1700 Puck, que es un pana de Pumita, el panita Miolision, que es de La Cueva. ¿Y quién más? Si se me olvida alguien, perdón. Pero I think I covered it all. No, mala mía. 700 Lobo también.
Yes, it's like 1700
no,
Lobo.
700 Lobo, I think it is. Yeah, 700. There's another one. So I'm saying 1700 Puck. And then there's 700 Lobo. You know?
Hello
yeah.
Numbers.
So,
hey,
chamaquito, y el chamaquito tiene una canción con Latino que está dura. So,
ay, that's dope.
Yo tengo una canción con Lisi.
You know, Latino recorded here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He recorded here, like, what?
Eso es Latino.
back in.
Shout out to Boomy.
When was that? When was that? Middle of June, maybe? Maybe like June, maybe May? Maybe May? I had just gotten the fucking Apollo, right?
Nice.
Yo, I was just like, yeah. Nice. Yo estaba loco.
Nice.
Like, loco. But yo, you came through. He was just like, yeah, but I, you Puerto Rican as fuck. You get me?
Yeah. Ya mismo viene algo por ahí con él.
Yo, real talk. Tiene mucha energía. Yeah, like, he's a good dude. Yeah, good energy. Gente, good vibes. Yeah. Yeah. He's good vibes. Good vibes.
Me cayó bien. I mean, I have it.
I met him at Chiquititas.
I met him at the concert. Y tú me entiendes, chamaquito.
You met him. All right, bet.
Porque él es panita. Porque él es pamito. Él es pamito. Él es panita de pumita. So, right, you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's how I met him.
That's what it is.
Y así estoy conociendo más chamaquitos. Yo pensaba que lo más rapero que había aquí eran dominicanos. Y yeah, I'm finding some Puerto Ricans out there. Por lo
de que estamos aquí.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
¿Quién?
Los boricuas. Shout out to my niggas in fucking Marietta, 404 Music, Junito en El Liger también.
Shout out.
Yo no tampoco sabía que había gente que rapeando en Marietta.
Bro, que hay pila.
You know what I mean?
Que hay pila. Hay un movimiento allá.
Bien duro.
Allá. You feel me? No, like,
ellos,
like,
ellos,
you feel
ellos
me?
Son de los míos porque ellos son del movimiento de Atlanta.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Because guess what? Every side of town is different. Yeah. Every side of town is different here in Atlanta. It's not the same at all. Yeah. It's like in Buckhead, it's a different vibe. There's Latinos out there just the same. I think Puerto Rico, Dominicans, da da da. But it's just a whole different vibe.
Those are the Latinos that be listening to Daikiti and.
Kiti? What the fuck is that?
Or Daikiti. Those are the Latinos that be listening to Daikiti. There's a song with Bad Bunny and Jay Cortez. You ever heard that? That's like what? Yeah, that one, exactly. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about?
You made me want to hear that shit.
You can't do that.
What do you mean? We got 30 seconds.
You can't
seconds.
Do that. You can't. Oh, you probably can. You put the fucking snippet.
No, yo, put it. Yo, hey, Google. Play Bad Bunny. Nick Cortez. What is it? Nicky Cortez. Y'all don't even know. Jay Cortez. Check this Caliente. Yo, Caliente. Yeah, I got an assistant, nigga.
That's not Daquiti, though.
So apparently I got to sign up for some extra premium shit in order to pinpoint exactly what's... I can only say the artist and then be like, great. We'll guess.
That's great. Okay.
Nigga, that's $9.99, bro. Like, yo, that shit adds up. This, yeah. Yo, dude, this is Netflix. This motherfucker. Yo, you know your iPhone? Bro, on your iPhone, if you got an iPhone, nigga, you got to pay that shit for the extra
Apple
storage.
Music,
for the extra storage. Yo, you know how many times you get the notification? That shit says, your shit is...
Storage almost it's full. Like
79 times a day, son, until you pay that $1, bro.
Yep.
Yep,
I know exactly.
I stick to Android.
Oh, fuck Android.
He's speaking poverty over here.
Sorry, Android.
iPhone Yakos.
You can censor when I say Android.
Say yo, Apple Cash. You'd be like, yeah.
Yep, exactly. For me.
I got it on my iWatch.
Yep. Shout out to Apple.
All right, man. Yo, so look, we lit. It's Friday. Yep. No, it's not.
It's about to be.
It's finna be. It's finna be.
In an hour and something.
Yeah, that's like really early to call it, right?
Yo, estimating.
New Year's is coming, bro. Good. Perfect time to...
We're talking about some other...
Yeah, yo, he took us to a whole nother place.
Yo, that's the problem with me.
Tú le sigue la corriente.
Yo, I go into rabbit holes, be like... Huh? You know what I mean? I go into rabbit holes, like from one thing to one thing. I just get deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yo, it's easy to do that, bro. It's like easy that. To do that, bro. Topics, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a topic and
we'll all right, be so. In what's the next step, bro? I want to know. I mean, I'm saying, like, what's the next platform you wish to, like, you know, like, break into? Like, where do you want to establish, like, you know, like, you have a new album, you have a new single,
mean,
like, you got something, like, you know, that,
yeah,
that,
of course.
That you're working towards right now.
Right now? There is a goal. There is a goal that hopefully by the end of next year or the year coming up right now, it hopefully gets accomplished. I can't really talk a lot about it right now.
Absolutely.
But hopefully there's things that, you know, that are being worked on that if they go through, it's a really good blessing. Besides that, I mean, I have a song coming out. I have a song with Flaco coming out called Palo Do. I got a song called Deportivo with Pumita coming out. I got a song called Rumba by myself. You know what I mean? I got a reggaeton. The one with Pumita is a trap. The one by myself is like a little reggaeton. Para, you know, like a
and like, where do people go and get your music at? What's the easiest way to find you?
I mean,
like, I pull out my phone. How's the easiest way to get to Ye's music right now?
So you swipe left on your phone, right?
Okay, you going too deep. You open up your screen, right?
If you got an iPhone, because I'm Jerry Street for niggas, they got iPhones.
You swipe
to the left, right, man? And then you go to the search bar.
They just turn off their phone. They speak is still going.
Fuck your man. Fuck, I got a Galaxy too.
That was so
mind
funny.
You, this is the fourth
thing you
gotta go through
LA. That's
why.
Hey,
so.
Yo, that's Steven. Hey, Steven is in the building.
Hey, yes, there we Steven. Go. So, nah, but on a serious.
Yo, that's fam. Yo, how you doing, man?
Sit right there, bro. Sit over there.
There's chairs.
He ain't gotta be in the camera, but he can sit right there.
He can get in there.
Right there. So then, but to be honest, you can go on Instagram. If you got an Instagram,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. You search me up, YEIII, four eyes underscore.
Is it four eyes or three eyes?
Nah, I'm lying. It's YEIII underscore LBI, which is Los Bravos Inc. Shout Absolutely. Out to Steven. You feel me?
Los Bravos Inc.
Yes. You can go on Apple Music. It's Ye, YEIII, YEIIII, you know what I'm talking about. And I have all my songs on there. I have my old stuff on SoundCloud. My newer, up-to-date stuff is on all the platforms.
Is everything like YouTube. Singles? Like, yes. I want to ask you, like, how do you treat singles?
I treat singles like a single, son. Like, exactly like a single. Like, that's a song that's getting promoted at the moment. You know, I'm focused on songs getting focused on too, right there. Like,
Russ treats every single like an album.
Hold on. You're off the line right now. Hey, somebody's like,
ready? You're gonna use that?
You get me?
Hold on. Are you gonna use that?
I mean, I'm still recording.
Yeah, but you can't be recording.
Josie, it's not about I'm still recording. It doesn't matter. We'll edit this. But if you want to go back, yeah. So what I was thinking, Rush said that
he treats
every song like it's an album.
I was actually gonna say that. I'm not lying to you. I was actually gonna say that.
Yeah. So treat it because like every album. I mean nowadays, I mean like why treat? It's not by the album. You get me? Like people aren't gonna like consume your music like by a whole album. You feel me? Like, you got to treat every single like that. You get me?
It's actually changing because probably a year back to 5-6 years, it was all based off singles. Bad Bunny's changing that shit. His albums. And his albums are well put together to where people are consuming albums.
His last album had like 40 songs on it.
No. But then you got Ozuna with fucking 20 tracks and people still consuming.
But yo, Bad Bunny had like 40 songs on his shit.
No.
Dude, it was a lot of fucking songs. How many songs?
No.
Like, can we look that up? Can we look that up, right?
Yes.
Hold on. I will look it up.
They're not EPs, they're albums too.
What the fuck? I'm gonna look it up on. No, we looking it up. Yeah. That's the power of technology that we could do this. We share the moment, like, oh yeah, all right.
Yeah.
It's a moment of discovery. It's like, I don't know, you don't know, we don't know. All right, pull it up. Bad Bunny. What's the name of the last album? It was like... Oh, wait. Nah, I wasn't talking about that one.
Shout out to PD Designs.
That one. This one. Was it 20 songs? Damn, it felt like it was 40. I exaggerate like a motherfucker. I'm Dominican.
That's a great album too.
Dude, yo, my favorite song was the one with fucking Joey Randy and Diego Flow.
That's a hit.
Bro, ba 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 ba. I was like, yo.
That's a hit.
That, yo, that it started slow. It started slow. For me, it started slow. For me, like for a little bit, like it was just like weak, and then I changed the. It was like nigga, it was like 19 beats. It was like a whole Playero album.
You have to actually sit there, bro, and listen to that man's album, and listen to the beats, and listen to the wordplay, listen to the lyrics.
It was a dope album.
Once you listen to the lyrics, you're gonna be like, oh man, this shit is fire. You know what I mean? Because this nigga's not just rapping and talking shit. This nigga's actually, like, feeding you, like, some shit. Like, some story. Especially with the whole video and everything. If you go on YouTube and look at that shit, Chamaquita en el video, you know, just enjoying it. The shit that he did before the album came
out. That shit was crazy. It was, it looked like they bought that from somebody else that had filmed that. Like before,
apparently that was how his room was set up or something when he was younger.
I don't know. Some tells me that was just like something that was pre-recorded. Was like, all right, we'll go with that.
No, he did that shit. He did that shit
because that kid was not dancing on beat. It was like a production that was already like
Stranger Things type shit.
Nothing was in Spanish. Nothing said that was like. Spanish,
but that's why
that nigga don't speak a lick of English.
But that's why Bad Bunny está pegado con los americanos también. That's why you hear Bad Bunny and fucking Buckhead around. And shit. You feel me?
That was a good investment. That's why you
hear Bad Bunny and Buckhead and stuff.
You hear Bad Bunny everywhere, bro. I mean, like he's just one of those artists that's broke through everywhere.
Yep.
He paved the lane. He paved the lane, right?
It's hard to tap into that frequency.
Hard to tap into that frequency. What makes it difficult?
What you mean? That man has it down packed. Everything.
You see how fast it happened though, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying it could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Things just have to get together, right? It's like the right team has to come together and do the right team.
You need
right team. And at the right time, shine the right way. You feel me? That's what has to happen. But it can happen to anybody at any given time as long as they fucking out there working for it. You get me? And you out here working for it. You get me? So I got to commend you for that because there's a lot of people that say that they can do something. They're talented at something. You put yourself out there. You get me? You put yourself on the fucking public chopping block to say and be like, yo, I judge me. Yeah. Here's what I'm putting out. Judge me.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you put it out there. You get me? You put your vulnerability out there.
It took time.
It's open to public opinion.
It took time. You get me? Like I told you earlier. I wasn't comfortable with my voice. I was just rapping and shit. When I decided to actually be like, cause my songs that I have right now out, son para mujeres, song, they're like, they have melodies and whatnot. You feel me? So I was never doing that before.
I heard some shit that you did with Jay back then. It was like stripper yeah, bro, something like that.
El tubo,
yeah, that was dope.
Esas eran para las strippers.
Para las strippers, yeah.
Rest in peace, Follies.
I remember that. That was dope. Yeah. That was dope. I was like, that was the first time I heard Ye on a track, and I was just like, I was digging it. Cause y'all both smashed on that. You feel me?
Yo hice esa canción. Yo escribí esa intro en el toile, cabrón.
¿En el qué?
En el toile. yo estaba cagando, cabrón.
Diablo, ¿te acuerdas? I'm gonna remember this forever.
Yo le escribo un voice note a Jake. Cabrón, ¿qué tú crees de esto?
Oh shit, a voice note. So you have proof. ¿Qué tú haces? Estoy cagando.
Yeah, yeah. O sea, estoy en el baño, cabrón.
Y me salieron
estas
líricas. Yep.
Diablo. Se dio la mierda y me sale esta lírica, chequéate. Al mismo tiempo, brother.
Yep. So, man.
Besides that, man, we lit out here, B. I got a mad shit that's about to come out.
I like that.
You don't know, I got a lot of stuff, man.
You got an arsenal.
I got a song with Bua Clan called Con Los Pies.
Okay, that sound hard.
It's a dembow, son. This is going to be hard.
Yo, I got a dembow.
Huh?
I got a dembow.
Oh, yeah?
You want to hear my dembow? It's just a beat. It's a beat.
Yeah. I already did, cuz. Chill out. Yeah, let me go smoke a cigarette.
Let's do that.
I got my songs on Spotify, nigga. I'm kinda fly. Go right there and put it. I had three plays, son.
Why you gotta yell?
Am I yelling?
Now you better be on title, son.
It's the tequila. Not super yay, fuck that. Sorry.
Yay freestyle?
Nah, just put yay with three eyes.
Nigga, what did I put?
Yes, two eyes, son. There you go.
This is the same.
So I got
otra vez feature
actually,
fly.
Actually, that song.
No los veo.
Me compro un full.
Where?
The bottom one.
That one?
The Atlanta version.
Symphonic presenta.
Sinfónico presenta. Me compro un full Atlanta remix.
Es hella vivo.
Esa canción llegó a, yo creo que está a 100,000 views en YouTube.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
I hope y'all keep on going with that promo and that shit, my nigga. Don't stop the promo. Organico. Keep on getting that promo. So this is you as an artist right here.
Yes.
As Ye, right?
Yes.
Nigga, pongo una foto, loco. Habla de tu guy. Háblale a tu guy, IT guy.
Yo no arreglado mi.
Dile, IT guy. My nigga, pero una foto.
Yo la tengo metida en Tidal y en Gracia DistroKid, pero yo no.
My nigga, you gotta talk to the fucking IT guys.
Yo personalmente no me he metido al Tidal a arreglar mi profile.
You got the dudes. There's dudes that do that, bro.
Artists, cuz.
But I mean, you're represented by
Los Bravos. But
so I mean, aren't they?
I do my own stuff. You know what I mean?
I mean, so then I helping you out not on the artist side.
Like not me doing my creativity and stuff like that. Me uploading my stuff. That's me. I mean, I go through my own stuff. You know, I do my own stuff. We don't have a distribution, not a distribution company.
Okay.
So I distribute with DistroKid.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
They get in charge.
It's more like a sponsor.
Yeah. How would you call it? It's like a management company. It's a management company, but it's not.
So, I mean, what would be the things that they, it, wouldn't this fall under the things that they manage as far as like.
Yeah, but
so, I mean
we do everything.
I
like stuff like this. I don't focus on Tidal.
Okay,
focus on my Spotify.
You should.
I know.
You know why?
I have. Is this the thing?
You know why? Do you know why? Because Tidal pays you the most.
Yes, it does. I actually know that.
I think it's like 29 cents or like play.
Yep.
Bro, it's the one that pays you the most, bro. Fuck all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, Spotify gives you like a little bit or whatever, but the ones that pay you the most is like, believe it or not, like Napster Music, Amazon Music, I think, and fucking Tidal.
And I have them on all that.
Yeah.
I have them on all that.
But yeah, a lot of people, they concentrate on the YouTube plays and stuff like that, let me tell you, YouTube is like amazing, right? Because, you know, the audience, right? But the thing is that to get to those big ass numbers and shit like that, you gotta invest a lot of fucking time and money into it. You get me? And the return is very significantly little to what you could get on another platform.
Yeah.
For a lot less effort, a lot less money.
How many Latinos do you know that use Tidal?
It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? How many Central Americans
like, it really,
do you know that use Tidal?
How many people that you know use Tidal, period? Niggas don't walk around talking about like Tidal. Everybody Litty be like Beats. Apple Music.
Beats.
But yeah, I'm a Tidal user. I am not a Spotify premium customer. They can suck a twat. I am not an Apple Music.
I don't use Spotify. What's actually,
I am on Apple Music.
I do.
I haven't paid them motherfuckers.
So you're not on Apple Music.
Nah, recently I had to switch cards and you know, the way my bank account set up.
I feel you.
Look, mira, yo no quiero estar explicando tanto. Point is, nigga.
You don't even have the camera.
Should
have
got the title.
What the fuck is Fabio?
We don't need camera, bro. Shit. Camera, this is a podcast, nigga.
The podcast.
Nigga, yo, I half forgot. Of this shit was like zoomed in on your face, right. Nigga.
That shit was funny.
Yo, like, that's what I was like trying to, like, yo, look. At the end of the day, I called you over here. You get me? I don't know why this dude is acting like he should have like a clipboard, you know?
Where's Fabio? Shout out to Fabio.
Just like, you guys got the spreadsheet. We all got it down here having fun, bro. Come on. I know it's business, bro, but come on, at the end of the day, me and you just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Right? Creatively, I see that you're going places. You're doing things. You're making movements. All right? You're getting on stages. You got one of the best motherfucking pictures that any motherfucking local artist could ever motherfucking see. Shout out to your photographer. Don't know who it is.
Hey, that's my nigga Ricky. Son.
Shout out to Ricky for taking the dopest motherfucking picture. RD. For local artists, my nigga, like you looking like Ozuna. Like, I'm talking about, like, it was over here, like,
Bro, we was on stage and we was doing a sound check. And they
took a pop the squad.
They was doing the lighting and whatnot.
I had to cut the people out.
They was doing the lighting and whatnot.
The lighting on that stage was perfect.
And I just looked at the center and the light was beautiful in the center. And I was like, yo, my nigga, look. And he was in the bottom and I was like, bruh. Boom, he took one of me standing up and he took one of me kneeling down.
Boy, and the one standing what? Did it come out good?
I don't think so.
He didn't send that one.
I'm gonna ask him for that one actually.
Be like, I wanna see it though.
I think he did send it.
Let me be the judge of that.
Nah, the problem is I'm not photogenic, son. You feel me? So I don't really
You ugly as fuck, nigga.
You feel me? So I don't be taking good pictures, or I don't feel like I be taking good pictures.
I'm not photogenic.
I've never looked at myself in the mirror and actually I have my homeboy Fritchie. Shout out to John Fritchie. He a good
yo,
artist.
Yeah, Fritchie, yo.
Fritchie go hard, son. Shout out to Fritchie. Fritchie always used to tell me, look in the mirror and study your poses. You feel me? Look at yourself and, yeah, because, you know, he an actor.
Yo, Netflix,
so like,
nigga.
Yeah, so he'd be like, yo, study your poses and whatnot. So I'd be like, all right. But I never.
He was on Cobra Kai.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
shout
man.
Out to Fritchie. Wow. So he used to tell me that, but I never did it. You feel me? But
Wait. No, I just confused it with somebody else. No, my bad. You know what? Edit that out. We'll edit that out. We'll just edit that shit out and forget all about it.
So then,
I should add sound effects. Booms. Right?
Werewolf. Gotta get my new werewolf, cabrón.
Boom.
Werewolf.
Like explosion, right? Explosion.
Boom.
Bow.
Gotta get my new werewolf. Put some werewolf, Governor. Put some werewolf.
Straight bubble of it. Nigga, that sound like Windows XP, nigga.
Stop it. Man. This shit probably.
Nigga, whole screensaver ass, nigga. You've got mail.
So how did you feel?
About what?
When. You realize, because honestly, the only niggas, and I want to say it like this, the only niggas that have actually did a good song locally.
So the same people, right?
Fuck. So, how did you feel when Talento Callejero went locally, like popping, like?
It was, shit, that was so long ago. But let me tell you, it felt like fucking amazing because it was just like I had just got done with some kind of meeting. I was in a good mood. We were still good at Belushi's, you know, shit was going right. And I'm with Rudy. Rudy was living with me and shit like that. You know, he was working with me and shit like that. You know, that's my dude. And we go to the crib, and my roommate Jay, you know, which me and him, you know, did music, you know, for a very long time together. And he already had the setup and shit like that. So me and him jumped in there. We found a beat, and we just put it in there. And like, you know, like I wrote a hook, and then, you know, like I had Rudy go in there. Like I went in there, recorded it, like in my mind, like on some like De La Ghetto shit. You know, I'm like, yo, Rudy, can you do this? And he was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. And, you know, like he had like, you know, like he had been like, he had went through surgery and whatnot. So he had kind of like a weird voice. You get me? So on auto-tune, it sounded kind of like robotic and whatnot in a sense. You know, so I thought it was like kind of dope. And then, plus the fact that I didn't really know how to use it all that well. You get me? Because it was just me recording it like by myself, and I edited it and everything by myself. And we recorded it, and it was just like halfway through it, we was just like, oh shit, we got some dope ass shit here. And we shared it with Morgan, and Morgan was like, yo, I want a verse on it. And it was like, he went through, and he had came and recorded at my house before, you know, like with my roommate, but it was like always like a different experience. I think this is one of the first time he enjoyed himself.
NG, the artist.
He enjoyed himself, yo. He enjoyed himself. He went in there and just, you know, like ba ba, da da, you know, like I'm talking about like, it just went popping immediately. I'm talking about like back in those days where we're talking about MySpace.
Yeah.
You get me? MySpace. And we saw like in a month, it was like 50,000 plays. Back then, that was what?
That's lit.
50,000, but on MySpace, still, bro. Though,
that's lit. Not a lot of local artists getting 50,000 views organically.
Yo, in a month.
Feel me?
In a month.
And
so it was like wow. But it's just like at the time I was like focused on other things. I wasn't dedicated to making like a follow up. Yeah. You know, to like, you know, to go on that success or whatever, you know. And at the end of the day, it was like a weird time too, you know, where it was the bridge between the old way of music and the new way of music. You know, this is the Soulja Boy times. Soulja Boy changed the industry.
Yeah.
You get me? So it was like, I just went where the money was.
Yeah.
You get me? At the time, I saw where the money was, and I said, let me go where the money's at right now, because I don't, you get me? I'm fighting for this. You know, like I want this to occur and shit like that. But you know, like, you know, it felt great. You know, like I performed it on my birthday, and Rudy like had his birthday as well, like within like weeks of mine. So we had it on his birthday too. I think on his birthday fell first, right? And yo, they fucking carried that nigga crowd around the club, bro. I swear to God, he was so lit, bro. Yeah, it was dope as fuck. And it was, I mean. You know, but it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
More than 10 years ago. You get me? Yeah. But you know, like.
But that shit, that's Atlanta history. You feel me?
Atlanta history, and yeah. But I mean, like.
And that's why we're here today. You know what I mean? And like, I can't lie. That's not where my influences are.
Right.
But now that I'm doing music in Atlanta, that's history. That's Latin history. That's Latin history in Atlanta that nobody knows about. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all niggas, who besides y'all got shit popping like that? You know what I mean? And that was a great time. That was DJs on Beats, Creative Latin. Everybody was working together. You know what I mean? You don't really have that nowadays. You know what I mean? That was great.
The crews just changed.
It's not even the crews changed, because it's
that's
not,
really what it is. The crews just changed.
Guys,
just
the only people that are doing stuff like that, and shout out to Bam, because those are the only people that are doing stuff like DJs on Beats and stuff, is the Shot Time people.
You know Shot Time, man.
There's some
people. Oh yeah, Bam sent me an invite. Yeah. Shout out to Bam.
That's a whole promotion crew that be going out like 30 deep at a time, son. You know what I mean?
So Bam picked it up.
Yes.
What was like the artist that inspired you to like dig into the shit of like artistry?
of artistry.
You know, like the like to be a MC, a lyricist.
At the time, the guy that was really popping was Egbert Fale. When I started writing.
Okay.
Because when I started writing, I was in, I want to say, eighth grade, and I was living in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And I would cogíamos de tripial during lunch. Ah, oh, vamos a escribir nos tiraera, because we used to roast on each other. You feel me? So for lunch, nos queríamos tiraera, and we just start rapping to each other. You feel me? But then when I came to Georgia, is when I decided to actually start writing to like do music. You know what I mean? I just did freestyle. I was like trying to do music. I was trying to actually compose.
Make songs.
Compose songs.
Right.
And at that time, actually I was young, son. So at that time my influences was like Ñengo Flow, Cocuyuela,
Straight Calle.
A lot of underground stuff. Like there's some guys that you probably don't even know of, Asesino, Bolivian y Calvo, and that's like underground reggae, like reggae rap from Puerto Rico or something. Like, you know what I mean? And
how about like locally? Like what kind of influences did you have here? Like I'm talking about like in American music.
American music.
Does it influence or does it take any kind of part or play in your music or your style where you're at?
I mean, now it does. It does a lot because I don't consider my style a typical Puerto Rican style that you would hear in the island.
Okay,
mine is
what
more, like mine is
genre
more,
would you consider mine yourself is, Ye to be?
Ye dominates in what is trap and R&B.
Both languages?
Spanish. Because I
rap
in
español.
I rap in Spanish. Right. So in español, a mí me gusta hacer el trap y el R&B.
Okay.
Y el R&B a mí me queda cabrón, tú me entiendes, pero también el trap me gusta. I mean, if you see right there, No Lo Veo is a remix to a Tory Lanez song. That one, but what I'm saying is it's a como calle, but that's an up-tempo trap, you feel me? Hip-hop trap.
Which one?
No Lo Veo, the second song.
All right, so which one should I play?
Nah, but what I'm saying is,
nigga, tell me which one.
And then ya te olvidé.
Let him tell me.
Ya te olvidé and Deja Vu are both up-tempo R&Bs.
Which one do you want me to play?
It's up to you, my nigga. That's not what I'm trying to say.
No cap.
Feel me? And that's a little freestyle, though. That's just nothing, right? Some medio pocillo.
I
want to
hear it. OG
on the bass,
yo, I gotta congratulate you. Yo, before we get like some copyright shit, before we get copyright sued and shit, before we get copyright sued, hold on. Yo te tengo, I have to congratulate you on something. On your vocals, right? A lot of new artists have a tendency to stack their vocals, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And you do something that it's for the pros, it sounds like you are one voice.
That's one voice.
Like you going through the whole verse. You get that me? Like not voice. Cutting. So like that's dope. Yeah. You're not depending on ad-libs. Yeah. You get me? So that's dope that you can accomplish that. Only few artists do that. You get me? Russ is one of those artists that does that a lot. You get me? Except like not 100 on his shit, of course. You know, but like on like you know. Anyway, the point is, congratulations on accomplishing that. Kanye's the nigga that does that. You feel me? Like it's one voice. You get me? Oh, that shit hear me clear? I'm talking. You get me? Not going in. So that's dope. Congratulations on that. The production is popping on that.
Shout out to Flocko.
Flocko did that.
I mean, Flocko records. Flocko records everything I do.
Flocko's a beast.
I do my references at home, and I still go to Flocko's and record everything.
Always, nunca, you know nunca mean? Have I ever doubted this motherfucker having the crowd to be one of the dopest motherfucking producers on that reggaeton Latin tip in Atlanta, bro. I dare say any tip, bro. Yeah. You feel me? Ooh. He more se mueve lo de reggaeton, so you know I'll say that you know that's his concentration. I mean, everything that I've heard from him is fire.
Ponte la de Deja Vu. That's the newest one that just came out.
Deja Vu.
That's the newest one that just came out. And esa para las mujeres. Me sostara para los títeres, esa para las mujeres.
I doubt you would say Deja Vu to a nigga. For any reason.
Deja Vu, here yeah, I go hey,
yo,
again,
my nigga, what's up? Yo, have I met you before, nigga? Yeah. Is this some... No nigga would never say Deja Vu to another dude. Fuck with evidente. Ah, yo, you killed it. Straight up killed it. That's a dope track. That is a dope track. Yo, it just has all the bounce.
Yeah.
All the bounce.
You feel me?
What are we hearing?
It's you over here.
I fucked up and pressed the button. He's drunk.
Alright, so.
Yo, yay, am I drunk?
I don't know if you're drunk or high.
I'm high, but because I just started like.
Shout out to El Movimiento de Atlanta. Shout out to La Cueva. Shout out to 4-4 Music. Shout out. This is the ending.
We at there.
We're not at the end. All right.
Towards the end, you're gonna say this because we are gonna make a. I want to make an actual thing.
Yeah.
I want to do the actual thing. Actually, like your background, everything you went through, you went to jail, all that shit. I remember all that shit. You and me were niggas back then. That's what we were.
This nigga didn't give me the fucking 411.
Me and this nigga were like high school.
You didn't give me none of this.
I knew these little niggas since they were little.
I needed the fucking, you know,
I used to tell.
I needed the bio. This nigga didn't send me shit.
But I gave you that though. If you go back into the podcast right now, if you go back,
you gave me mad info. Yeah.
If you go back into the podcast,
this right here at the end of this, when we're finishing now on this last set, you're gonna say, yo, yeah, just don't forget. You owe me a real interview.
I got
this
you.
Just for podcast.
That's a good
for
one.
For our new podcast. Yeah. You know, just say it just like that.
It's just but to get the ball rolling,
he's already recording.
It's just to get the ball rolling.
He's already recording.
We're recording.
He's recording right now.
We are recording.
Oh, you're not recording? Oh, I'm talking about we are.
He's recording. Yeah, we've been recording.
Yeah, that's him. That's his retarded.
Shout out to Fabio Studios.
No.
Fabio Inc.
Fabio Inc.
Fabio Corp.
This.
Fuck McDonald's, bro.
But this shit's great. Like,
looked like the nigga on Daredevil. With
the- Boy, you look like Baywatch. The king of the beach. That is. That's some lazy ass shit right
this
there.
This nigga look like
fucking
the young Sultan of Agrabah, nigga. He look like Aladdin's dad, nigga.
Put the selfie back on. Look at Fat Cap G.
Fabio.
Yo, expect the Litty Beats compilation album. We're coming back with the Looney Tunes flow. Mass Flow 5.
This nigga will sell you a refrigerator, nigga. Mm. Yo. Jesus. In winter.
So, you look like these Bosnian cats that sell cars.
Yo, we've been arriba para abajo, para el norte, para este, right? It's been an occasion, bro. I got to thank you.
Yeah,
you're the first, you know, to come through for the interview. I mean, not the interview. This, look, you owe me one, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to do an official interview. I'm going to be Barbara Walters with it. Pause.
That's fine.
I'm going to be like, sir. Nah, I'm going to have, you know, like, we're going to be like, you know, let's some for your podcast, some for your, you know, like, yeah, for your YouTube and everything like that. You know, like, I'll be the Brian Gumble of it. I'll just be the host of it. You know, like,
all right. En español también porque yo, también.
Oh, okay. También.
Yeah.
En español, para los fanáticos.
Español, tú me entiendes.
No, yeah, pero this is my shit, nigga. I'm speaking Tato, English.
Pero, lo que tú
quieras. We've been talking in English the majority
habla,
of the time.
Tú hablas en inglés y yo te hablo en español.
Okay, it's no, pero no, wait. On the interview, we go your side. We on the podcast today.
But yeah, the podcast is fine.
We expand.
Hey, but shout out to Steven Los Bravos. Shout out to Fabio Los Bravos. Shout out to Insane Atlanta. Hey, Litty Beats in the house. Well, we in Litty Beats house. You feel me?
Yo, my head's long as fuck.
Y triple E, Los Bravos.
Your head's long as fuck too, right?
PKM Studios. Feel me? Shout out to Lyricist. Shout out to Pumita. Shout out to Cali. Ray Gatsby. Junito Wing. El Like It. Shout out to fucking Mama Trato. Shout out to LV. Shout out to fucking Jay Majestic. Shout out to Sayang, BKR, El Movimiento de Atlanta.
How do you get down with El Movimiento de Atlanta? Where do I sign up? I'm like, I'm Dominican.
Shout out to Blue O'Clock. Shout out to Morgan, MG the artist.
It's like, I eat peoples. At, you know, like, you know I eat mean? At Dominican restaurants. I go to Dominican barbershops.
Hey.
Nigga, I drive a Honda. Nigga, like, yo, I'm down.
Hey, there's a lot of people doing music, and
you know, I used to get questioned out here. They used to be like, "Nigga, you not Dominican?" Like, oh, I heard you like a Colombian nigga or like a Ecuadorian dude pretending to be Dominican. I'm like, when in life has it been to any advantage to be a Dominican? My nigga, like, it's like Puerto Rican, you got the citizenship. Right. But like as a Dominican, it was just like, nah, I'm Dominican, I'm good. What? Nigga, this. I guess I never experienced it. So like, oh, you're Dominican.
Stop
fuck that.
Lying. You're Dominican and you're a club promoter.
All my life, bro. No, wait, loca. Nah, my nigga, what? This quickly was like, oh, nah, I'm not fucking with you. You fuck with all these. I'm like,
shout out to my nigga
where
Joey.
Where they at, though?
Shout out to my nigga Joey. You know?
Shout out to Joey.
He was getting pussy. The only Puerto Rican getting pussy amongst all y'all right there at the moment.
Whoa.
You know, Steven, remember? Alcangel. My nigga Alcangel. Joey, some Joel. Jules, bro.
Jules.
Braids.
Arcángel?
Yes, sir. My best friend. He's one of my best
friends. Arcángel, yo, how's he doing, bro?
Shout out to Peruano that did those two artworks right there.
Otra vez.
Feel me? Molotov graphics.
Gotcha.
Boom, there you go. I did the one right there.
You did the cover yourself?
I did the Nolo Bell cover.
This nigga's like graphic designer.
And then
as well.
Deja Vu was the same guy that did the Último Tool del Mundo cover.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
That is a major accomplishment.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yo, that's a big. That's a big up. Nigga, what?
Yeah.
That's royalties.
You feel me?
Mechanicals, some kind of way, some kind of way. The point is to get it.
We didn't know.
So he know a guy that know a guy, my nigga. That's the guy to talk to.
We didn't know. We didn't know. We were just.
You need to reach back to that nigga, like, also receipt shit. Like, oh, yo, this receipt was.
You know, he liked my post and stuff. He ain't coming, but you know, he liked my post. I was like, shout out to my boy. He did this and that, you know. So, PD Designs.
PD!
Shout out to PD Designs.
But I be making designs too, so.
You
when you gonna fuck with me?
I got a song coming out with Pumita too. Besides the
Deportivo, consider it done. Consider it done. Signed.
Conexiones.
Connections.
So
I got you.
You got that.
I produce it. Oh wait, y'all already the song got the song. When we gonna work on a song?
Done. Hey, just come up with.
Yo, the I seen you at the barbershop at Bubas, right?
Yes.
I seen you at the barbershop. I was like, yo, come through. You was like, flex. He was like, flex. Video hey, later. Da-da-da-da.
Exactly.
So flex. I'll catch you on the flex. I was like, bet. I'm going to have to try again. Today was not the day.
Hey, but I'm down with that.
You went real
man.
Political with me. He went real CEO political with me. He was just like, da-da, you're going to have to get with my assistant. You know?
You have to get with Steven. And then with Steven, have to talk with me. And then
I was just like, I bet I'm gonna write an email, I mean, you know, like fill out
letter.
A form, you know.
Send a letter out.
Yeah.
Send a letter out with
you a
split sheet.
You gotta take a picture with your license, like
the last four of your social.
Like it's OnlyFans.
Signing up for OnlyFans.
Yo, that's the only app you gotta take a fucking picture with your face.
Gonna, but yeah, yo, my hair is really long.
Look at that. So, How many years you got growing it? You look like Jesus.
Fucking four.
Black Jesus.
I want to say four.
Black Jesus.
I want to say almost four.
4 years.
Almost.
I have almost. About a year, is it? No. Like about 9 months.
Damn.
I got a long way to go.
Got a whole baby in his head.
I got a long way to go.
That's where I get my Ozuna.
Yo, you cut your sides though, right? You cut your sides like where at? See, I think that I need to do the same shit because I'm over here waiting on this shit to look right. And it's just not gonna happen.
I let my whole shit grow together until the first time I ever got braids in my life. Then I cut it on the
side. I seen this bitch, bro. They doing braids for $50. Man, I remember when it was like 140.
Shout out to Sandy.
140 to get it like at a store done. You know, like you go to like one of the braids, it's like 140, bro.
Shout out to Sandy from the studio. Go to Sandy from the studio. She go hard with the braids.
I just seen this one over there by Kroger. I'm gonna try her.
that's where? Which Kroger?
This one right here on Singleton.
That's the studio.
That's the one.
Sandy, she go hard with the braids.
Pause. Anyhow.
I mean, it's a female, so.
Yeah, okay, know. Yeah. I misheard. It was just two niggas saying that. Hard. It was just
Hard.
So, in closing,
hold on. So,
no, I got more shit to say. Nah,
what y'all think about a Crown Music reunion?
Crown Music reunion? You interview me now?
I mean,
Crown Music reunion. I mean, that would be great. That would be great.
At least.
Let me tell you, I am proud of anybody that ever like came to my studio down back in those days that recorded some shit. To this day,
y'all never capitalized on the fact that y'all niggas had Yomo in your studio, and y'all ain't do a goddamn thing about it.
What you mean? It was nothing to be done about it.
What you talking about? Y'all should have had like two songs, and then y'all should have at least put them on MySpace.
It was put on YouTube by somebody. A song from a beat that it was just nothing I can do.
So hold on right now. Yes, let me tell you something right now, guy. And I wanna actually, if you're responsible for this, I will thank you for this. But if my memory serves me correct, I think I heard, and you're here to tell me, I think I heard that he rapped over the T.I. and Justin Timberlake beat. What song did he rap over when he came over here?
It was Lil Wayne and The Game. My Life.
That song?
Yeah.
Damn, I think I'm gonna have to hear it. I think I'm gonna have to go back into my archives.
Hold on, I'll bust it out.
You got it?
Why? Yeah, just cause. Why? There's no copyright problem with that, bro.
You have to definitely.
We're not making any money from it.
It don't matter.
It's not making any money off of it, bro.
What? You're not getting.
It's not getting dropped, bro.
Jomo knows that he was in Atlanta rapping.
Bro, that is not a copyright problem. It is not a copyright problem. It is not a fuck garbage song.
Is it My Life or is it
My Destiny? It's My Life.
It was Your My Life, that one.
That one. Raymond came on the. How many views? I was the first verse. Yeah.
You were the first verse, then Jay.
Then no, Yomo. Then Yomo.
Then Yomo, then Jay.
Mr. Toxic Crow.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I couldn't believe that was Raymond Ryan.
I'm the one that sounds the worst on the track, and I feel like I was the one that did the, like, whatever. I was upset about it.
How the fuck did y'all get even Yomo in
there? What you mean?
Like, how'd y'all get him to come over?
I booked Yomo to do a show at Imperio. And he stayed a few extra days. So the last day, I said, yo, let's go to the studio. I had been playing this song on the ride. Like, he just wanted to hear the song back to back to back to back. It was in the car. I was driving a Hummer. A Hummer H2 that the owner of fucking Imperio had. So he's just like, use that to go pick up the artist. So I was just, I just had a mix CD in there, and that's what it was playing. He just wanted to hear that back to me. He was going through some shit, whatever. So then we went into the studio, we had a couple beats, and then I said, yo, how about this beat? He was like, yeah, bye. He went in there, he didn't do nothing, and then like in that time that he took there, I had written something in right there, like in the back. And I said, yo, I could do something. And I went in there, I had him play it one time, and I just listened, and then I said, all right, record. I went one time, and he said, yo, everybody just gets one time, one take, because I did it in one take. So me, Yomo, Marcos, everybody else had one take except Ricky and Jay. So they took however long they took to record their verses afterwards, but we left, and they sound the best. And Yomo, and he, and Jay put himself after Yomo. So I was upset about that. I feel like you notice the quality of voices. Every day's the same shit. I made sure I stay lit on cushion creepy cane shit. Look how quick the change went from rapping in the basement to rocking different phases of rock with different faces. Seems that now that paper came, niggas wanna change your name. Talk about that Zonzom got some money, now he ain't the same. Shit, I ain't never changed, just paved my way a stellar way. Now I make it rain like Ike, blow the umbrella away. So I say fuck him, fuck him, fuck him again. So I stand alone in a battle for a throne. Only blunts and some Patron. A bitch the fucking then I'm gone. Gone, I'm out the picture. Better bet the picture. Cause I swear I will forget you. I'ma kill it till I'm dead of it and take it down in hell and watch how bad the fucking devil get. That was me. Nigga, nigga, this nigga jumped into the booth like, yo, that was one take, nigga, like the first time. Wah! He was like, everybody gotta do it just like that. One take only. I was just like, nigga, I was beaming. I was like, yo, I do it in English though. You get me? It was a proud moment. I was, huh? That's Marco Crema. He was the MC, like, you know, the guy, the second mic for Yomo while he was on tour. He went the sad route with it. I don't know. Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, that was a song. It was a song. It kind of went like that. Alright, yo, well, I appreciate you, man.
No, that's not a video. It's just a picture.
Oh.
Alright, now let me change it back to the camera and then I'll do a. I remember. Hey, this is not your. Remember saying that. We're gonna redo it just in case.
I already said it.
But I wanna redo it again just in case it didn't come out good.
Dear Lord.
Always get
to taste. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, and so many of mine.
Fucking Winstenstein production. Jesus.
Yeah.
Walks.
2-1
Bueno, yay. It's been a fucking great time. I mean, we've been chilling. It's we've been lifting. Yeah, it was a great fucking reacquainting, right? Yeah. I've known you for, you know, X amount of years. We don't need to put like an exact number to it, but it's been out there. Yeah. You know, long time. I'm glad to see you making your movements, man. Shout out to Los Bravos Inc. for, you know, like taking you on and, you know, like pushing you to, you know, further your career and your aspirations as an artist, man. And I wish you nothing but the best from the sincerest place in my heart. I really do wish you the best. Make sure that you enjoy the fucking ride. You get me?
Yes.
Life is long. Life is fast, but life is long. Remember? So some shit that's today and shit, same shit tomorrow. But whatever.
Right here.
Huh?
So.
Huh? Nah, like I've lost. I was like, huh? I'm like, pardon me. I got lost in my thoughts over there. But look, for real, I appreciate you being part of the podcast. You know, like we setting everything up. You know, the technicals. You know, we got to get with the motherfucking IT team. You know, IT guys. You know,
talking about my title profile shit.
They come in with clip-on ties and clipboards. Check that. We got to check the cords.
Fabio.
Nah, yo, they're the lemmings. Fabio got them. It's the underlings, bro. They only come out at night.
Fabio underscore insane.
But yay, tell them again where they can get in contact with you, where they can find you. What's the easiest way? Tell them right now.
Underscore.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm lying. It's at yay, YEIII underscore LBI Instagram.
And that's the same thing on Spotify.
Yeah.
Same thing on Apple Music.
YE on Twitter. Yeah.
I no doubt. Yeah. So, yo, I look forward to hearing some new music for you. I mean, like some new mixes, some new fucking drops, some new collabs and everything like that. Looking forward to all that, man. We're going to keep on rocking here on the podcast and you're always welcome to come back, all right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to do a full interview for you, man. We're going to do it all, man. We're going to do a lot of great shit out here. Insane. Fucking with Litty Beats, man. You know, like, hey, it's something powerful. All right, so we're gonna keep on doing that, man. Thank you for being here,
yes,
and I appreciate you. And it's all love, baby. All right, welcome to the show. All right, we out.